Well, coming up very soon, in fact, coming up on September 8th and 9th, the Karstens Farm Days, the annual event coming up at the farm near Shelby. We're going to talk about that here this morning with Terry Tornayton, who's one of those organizers. Terry, good morning.
Good morning, Jim. Hi.
How long have you been involved in the Karstens Farm Days?
Well, many years, actually. I would guess somewhere in the neighborhood of 25 or 26 now, so... It was after I graduated from high school, but it was, you know, a little less than 30 years ago, so I'll say somewhere in there.
Well, this is the 36th annual Karstens Farm Days over there at the farmstead near Shelby. What got you interested? What got you involved in the first place?
I was a volunteer, actually, at the farm, giving tours and opening the farm up on the weekends. I would guess it was somewhere probably in the late 80s when my class took a field trip to Karstens Farmstead. Thought that was a neat place, thought it had a lot of great history to it, and very interesting to a kid at that point in my life. So as I got older, I was active in helping give tours at the place and was willing to be a helping set of hands whenever I could. And then once the Karstens 1880 Farmstead Group started, I was a board member for a time and saw a lot of improvements and a lot of changes at the farm, as well as just the general presence of the farm being pretty prominent here in the western part of the state, and I think it's grown quite a bit since then. So now I'm just a volunteer, glad to do what I can, and get out there and have some fun with everybody else, because to hear the steam whistle of the old steamer, the Russell steam engine that's there, to see the pile of straw grow throughout the weekend, to watch the kids have fun as they're digging potatoes or riding on the wagons or just hanging around the tractors. That's really what the farm means to me, and I guess the thing that keeps me coming back every year.
Yeah, well, it's kind of an interesting perspective because, you know, when we look at someplace like the Karstens 1880 Farmstead, we think of it as a place where folks might bring back some memories for the older folks, but for the young folks, it's kind of getting them more involved in understanding how farming has evolved over time, and that's kind of what got you the bug in the first place as a child getting there, kind of seeing some of that neat old stuff.
And looking back to the late 1980s, farming's come a long way since then. So it was interesting to me as a kid at that time to see, you know, two-row equipment, small hand tools, the shop and the blacksmith tools and all those things. Fascinating to me to relate it to home, I guess, really in the late 1980s, and then to continue on today and see where places, where farms are and the skill, the scope and the scale that agriculture operates in today. So it has been, you know, kind of one of those things just captured my interest throughout my lifetime, and I hope there's a lot of young folks out there that let their interest be captured just the same.
You bet. Well, I assume that it's still the popular exhibit there would be the old steam engines and some of the antique machinery and things, because you've got quite a few of them that show up.
Absolutely. Last year there was over 250 different tractors and implements of all stripes and varieties, and last year John Deere was one of the featured lines of tractors at the show. Every year there is a different featured line. So John Deere was a good draw for us last year. This year we'll expect that many and more pieces on display, because tractors of every color, every size, find their way to the farm that particular weekend. And we know that this year green will be prominent again, but it will be Oliver green and not John Deere green. So come out and compare the two different colors of green for all those who either like or don't like green on tractors. And also this year, it's interesting that we're adding the hit-and-miss engines as one of the features. And those hit-and-miss engines were used across farms many years ago, before electricity was so common, to make work a little bit easier, whether it was the washing machine in the wash house attached to the house, or it was grinding feed for the chickens out by the corn crib. So the features this year will no doubt capture people's attention, but so will the things that we see every year, like the threshing, like the power testing that goes on by the old tractors and plowing out in the fields. We'll see hay demonstrations as well, and all the buildings, of course, will be open the two large barns, the original Karstens family home, even the chicken house, so everybody can come out and take a walk down memory lane going into those old buildings that every farm used to have, and many still do.
Even some of the old hand tools and equipment hanging on the wall in the barn, everything just speaks of that era.
Yep, and it's all there. So just come out and enjoy it and take lots of memories away when everybody has their fill of the day and goes home.
You bet. Now, you mentioned Oliver will be the featured tractor type this year. Do you guys just put out the word and hope folks will show up, or do you go out and seek out folks to bring in their tractors?
Both. There are quite a few different tractor clubs. And as you know, Jim, very well, tractor rides are very popular. And those tractor clubs, their network extends beyond the borders of the state of Iowa. It is nice to be able to put that information out, what the featured lines are, and it's amazing how the network just kind of pulls them in. So no matter what color the tractor it is, there's a tractor club out there. There's a group of connected guys that put a lot of time and a lot of effort, and those tractors are a huge display of pride for them. So to be able to get the word out through the club, through just word of mouth, it works, and we always get a good showing of those featured tractors, whatever it might be, on any given year.
You bet. Well, this is a family-type event, so there are lots of things for just about everybody in the family. If maybe tractors aren't necessarily something you want to stare at all day, there's a quilt show, there's crafts involved, there's all kinds of things for folks to do.
There's going to be almost 100 different vendors there at the farm, and they might be selling bedding plants, various perennials that you can start planting as soon as you get home on Saturday or Sunday afternoon. Get them in the ground for next year. All kinds of needlework and hand crafts and different things that people bring in to display, as well as those that might collect different things, whether it's antique license plates or it's tractor manuals to be able to know how to work on the different tractors that are in use, or, you know, if somebody has one sitting in the basement of their barn, or, you know, sitting out back that they want to get running again, those manuals are available there during the show. And yes, you mentioned the quilt show. The quilt show brings in dozens of different quilts that the neighborhood ladies, as well as a few from farther away, bring in to show their handiwork and their talents in quilting. And then there's always a raffle for a quilt that's specially made each year, with the funds from the raffle going back to Karstens 1880 Farmstead. And that raffle takes place about 5 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. So come early, buy lots of raffle tickets, enjoy desserts or homemade ice cream at the farm. There'll be lunch at the food stand and just something for everybody. Just come out and spend some time. Plan on a couple of hours at least.
Yeah, and you touched on the food. There'll be plenty of food, including full meals that'll be served at different times. It'll be available for folks when they come out.
Absolutely. From 5:30 on Friday the 7th through the end of the show on Sunday afternoon, about 5 o'clock on Sunday the 9th, there is food for everyone. Friday night, the Friends of the Trail, the Stone Arch Trail bike trail through Shelby, do a fundraising dinner. And this year it will be pulled pork sandwiches, potato salad, and other sides and desserts. That dinner is on Friday night from 5:30 to 7. And then on Sunday morning, starting at 6:30, the pancake griddle will be hot, and there'll be plenty of pancakes and sausages for anybody who wants to come and have breakfast. And lunch rolls right on from there, and there'll be good choices, good options for lunch that will leave nobody hungry by the time they're done. And then continue on into the evening on Saturday with the Staley's chicken dinner, starting at 5 o'clock there at the farm. For all of those who are in the area know about Staley's Chicken, it is one of the most popular events, I guess, during farm days because everybody comes out. It's a comfortable evening to sit out on the picnic tables and have a nice time with friends and neighbors and enjoy some of the delicious chicken and side dishes that the Staley's folks bring for us. So Sunday morning, get up and have a breakfast bright and early and stick around for the 9 o'clock worship service. Eat again, have some pie, have some ice cream, enjoy the rest of the day at the farm. So you won't go away hungry.
That's for sure. You never do when you hit the farmstead. Very good.
No.
Well, a lot of good stuff going on. And again, help out too. The proceeds all go to help out the maintenance, which is ongoing there at the farmstead too. And by the way, I don't know if we mentioned the entry price for that. Admission's pretty cheap.
It is pretty cheap. It's $5 for anybody over 9 years old, and that's $5 per day. And the entry is there at the gate to the farm. There's plenty of parking, so just come on in, and somebody will direct you to the parking spot, and then you can get out and go whichever direction you want to go. So it is a good deal for the money, and it's a good deal for a family to spend time together. Anybody who wants to just come out and have an afternoon at the farm, this is the place to come on the weekend of September 8th and 9th.
You bet. I know folks, when they ask me, how do I find that farmstead, I always tell them, just go to the Shelby exit off of I-80 and follow the signs, because there are plenty of them up during the farm days. Is that pretty much the case?
We do what we can to get folks directed that way, south of Interstate 80, exit number 40, and there's plenty of signs, and there's probably a bit of gravel dust leading them out on the gravel road to get to the farm. So everybody should have no problem finding it. And Jim, I said exit 40. It's actually exit 34. Exit 40 off of Interstate 80 is Avoca, which, you know, you can go to Farmall Land USA and then find your way to Carstens, too. So there's plenty of tractors to be seen over in Pottawatomie County.
Well, you got that right. Very good. Well, hopefully you have great weather and great turnout again this year. Terry, thanks so much to you and to Mel and Jan Hersey and all those folks who work so hard to put this all together. We appreciate it.
Sure. Well, we appreciate KJN helping us get some folks there, and hopefully we'll see a few of your faces at the show as well. So thanks to everybody, and we look forward to a great weekend.